Please stand as you are able to welcome the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
On Ash Wednesday, we begin our journey to Easter. You will notice some changes in the sanctuary. First, the color of the banners and the pyramids and my stole has changed to purple. Purple is a solemn color that signifies penitence and prayer. It is also a royal color, reminding us that Jesus is our King. Second, you will notice that there are no flowers in the front of the church. We won't be seeing flowers again until Easter, when we will once again see our worship space brightened with their colors. There is another thing that will be missing until Easter, and we dealt with that on Sunday, those of you who were here. We buried something. That's it. Hallelujah. You're not going to be saying it very loudly, but Alleluia is going to be missing. So last Sunday we buried the Alleluias as a sign of that word, which means praise the Lord, will not be sung again until Easter. Ash Wednesday is the one day of the church year that we mark our foreheads with ashes. Ashes are a symbol of our need to repent, to confess our sins, and to turn back to God. We receive ashes in the form of a cross, the same symbol that was marked on our foreheads at the time of our baptism. As foreheads are marked with ashes, you will hear these words: "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return." We are reminded that we are mortal, that someday our lives on earth will end. But we also look ahead to Jesus' death and resurrection, to the redemptive power of God's grace. During this time of Lent, we take a closer look at our lives and see the places where we can do a better job of following Jesus. We ask God to have mercy on us, to provide us with the grace to live as God wants us to live. It is a time when we can intentionally take on practices that may help us to become better people, whether by spending more time in prayer or Bible reading, or by doing things that help our family and neighbor. Our gospel reading reminds us that when we do some good act, we need to do it for God, not because other people will see us and think how great we are. We are told that what good we do, we should do in secret. For if we do it for others to see, if we do it all for show or to boast about how awesome we are, we already have our reward. What is at the heart of this lesson is that we do things because they please God and help us draw closer to God. What does our gospel lesson say about treasure? We'll find it at the very end of the reading. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The things that are most important to us are the things that we keep in our hearts. We are told that what we should treasure are the things of God, that we should be putting God first in our lives. When we make a mistake, when we do something that we know displeases God, we can always turn to God and say, I'm sorry for doing what is wrong. Help me to do better. And God, who loves us more than we can ever imagine, will always be there to guide us in the way that we should live. During these 40 days of Lent, I encourage you to find time each day to intentionally do something that you know is pleasing to God. Spending extra time in prayer, talking to God about the good things happening in your life and praising God for those good things that you experience, or talking to God about things that trouble you and asking God to help you, or praying for those who are sick or lonely or scared. Find ways to be a better neighbor to those around you, especially those in your own families, perhaps doing something nice for them without them knowing that you are the one who did it. Make the decision every day to do the best you can to follow Jesus and to spread the good news of God's love to the world. That is my challenge to you this Lent. Amen. And now let us join together in our hymn of the day, which is Remember.